This week on the AgPro podcast, I'm talking about the latest innovation from Nufarm with Ken Barham. Ken shares what ag retailers need to know about what's coming from Nufarm, including how the company will serve customers in the Mid-South with the new Greenville, Mississippi manufacturing facility. He shares how at least three acquisitions help grow the company's Phenoxy herbicide portfolio, and he talks about a new product from Nufarm, the Trunemco Nematode Controlling Seed Treatment. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, and this is the AgPro Podcast. And joining us today on the AgPro podcast is Ken Barham from Nufarm. Ken, welcome to the podcast. And if you could tell our listeners a bit about your background and how you got to where you are with Nufarm.
Yeah, no, and certainly appreciate the time today and given the opportunity to come talk to your listeners. Yeah, so a little bit about myself. I've been in the what we would term the ag chemical space for, this is my 15th season now that we've just wrapped up. Came out of an agronomy degree from North Carolina State University, and actually I was fortunate. I had a professor that had me up under his wing, and when I was looking for some career opportunities post school, he pointed me this direction, and it's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of very fulfilling ride. Been fortunate to be involved with some technologies and some businesses that were growing and had a lot of stuff going on. So before Nufarm, the recent employer before that was Syngenta, where I was in their marketing team in the Greensboro area for just under 5 years, which allowed me to some introductions and met Brendan Deck, who is the general manager of Nufarm here for North America. He invited me to come work for him a few years back now, and been here ever since, and it's been a fun. I've been very fortunate that this industry, it's filled with great people and good companies, and it's great to be a part of it, and it's done well for me and my family.
That's excellent. So, Ken, tell us a little bit about, with Nufarm's product portfolio as well as its geographic footprint, how does the company serve the ag and turf and ornamental markets, and how is that different here in the U.S. or around the globe?
Yeah, so our genesis as Nufarm is really in the phenoxy business. So, you immediately think about 2,4-D, which 2,4-D is a key molecule both in most row crop spaces as well as in the turf and ornamental business. And that's really been the platform that Nufarm built from the Riverdale acquisition back in the mid-90s. And we've put a big focus on making the phenoxies easy to use, and that's where a lot of your 3- and 4-way mixtures have come from in turf, where we've had a lot of innovation in making those turf products easy to use, those turf herbicides easy to use, and increase their grass tolerance and safety and the broadening the scope of their use. And so when you look at that background, in addition to some of the other acquisitions Nufarm's made, when you look at the Weedmaster brand and you go to the cotton portfolio out of DuPont in the early 2000s, it's really been a great platform for us, foundationing on the phenoxy business, which has expanded greatly now with the partnership with Sumitomo, along with what we've done in our manufacturing footprint to really service our customers as well as we possibly can throughout the country, no matter which market segment they're operating.
And in that, service to customers, any key differentiators in how you guys serve ag customers as well as turf customers? And what would you like our audience to know?
Yeah, I don't think it's drastically different in either one. And it really centers around having really good people focused in those segments that can service those customers, that understanding the use, what the problems our customers need to solve, and how to take our products and go about solving them. And so our platform is very similar in really putting the customer at the center of everything we do. And it starts with our retail partner and then working with the growers and end users, which those retail partners ultimately serve themselves.
Excellent. And how is the company, I know you guys have made some announcements regarding manufacturing, and tell us a little bit about that new facility and expanded facility in Greenville, Mississippi.
Yeah, so the cornerstone of New Farm Manufacturing, particularly in our phenoxy business, but it's expanded beyond that. It has been in the Chicago area, which has been a great location to service that corn belt, in addition to our Canadian business. But about a year ago, a little more now, we made the decision that we needed to expand that footprint, and we found Greenville, Mississippi, and we felt that's going to be a great location to service our southern business and really put us in position with our customers to make doing business easier with New Farm and having our products at the right place at the right time. That really allows our customer to ultimately service their customers better, more efficiently. We think it's going to provide better logistics and really put us in a position with some key molecules and key products these customers need, to really have them at their fingertips anytime they need them.
And Ken, with 2020 on the very near horizon, what would you like ag retailers to know about New Farm?
Yeah, so New Farm, we are in a we know that 19's been a tremendously difficult year for everybody, us included, but we really see the opportunity in 2020. And when you think about New Farm and what we want you to think about is the innovation we have coming. We're launching Trunemco, which is a seed applied technology for nematode management. And that's going to be a big cornerstone of what us and our team are going to be out talking to you about. But in addition to us having Greenville coming online, and we're here to service you and your business and your farmer growers, and we want to be that partner for growth with you as we ultimately put 19 in the background and really look at 20 and the opportunities the 2020 crop season is going to have in front of us, because we have a high level of optimism that it's going to be a much improved year from what we've been through the last couple.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing what's coming from New Farm and y'all's vision for the future.
No, it's great. Thank you. Thank you guys for the time.
That concludes our conversation with Ken, and thank you for listening. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of Ag Pro, and please connect with us on Twitter at Ag Professional. We welcome any ideas for future interviews and subjects.